presences. Also offer obeisances to my Shiksha Guru, Ashtottar Shri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Vaman Goswami Maharaj. Also, Bhaktivedanta Shri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Lotus Feet. I offer my humble obeisances. By the mercy of Shri Bhagwan, by the mercy of Bhagwan, our Navadvip Dham Parikrama has been completed very nicely. Only, so just yesterday morning, only because of some rain, there was some difficulty for the people. Still, actually, the whole parikrama was performed successfully, and the sun god gave us darshan today. As Gaurajanma's birthday, Gauranga Mahaprabhu's birthday today. At the time of Mahaprabhu's birth, there was actually lunar eclipse. Today is also. Similarly, same lunar eclipse is there. Wow, amazing. To tonight, 3 o'clock in the night. 3 o'clock. At 6 o'clock. 6:42 tomorrow morning. So don't sleep. Get up 3 o'clock in the morning. Everyone, strict. Everyone must get up at 3 o'clock tonight.
Three o'clock till six forty-two.
So Tirtha Maharaj and everyone will stay awake whole night. So
daily about 11 in night it becomes. So from 11 to 3, nothing you can come and do kirtan. And Prabhupada, Bhaktita, tell me. Apunara Sapagi Ashtam.
You should all come. There will be classes all night long. And chant Harinam whole night. And hear kirtan all night long. At a time of lunar eclipse, if you do Harinam, then you will get Siddhi, perfection. Right away you will become Gopi. If anyone
will chant Harinam,
just kidding. If anyone will chant Harinam at a time of Grahan. And if anyone will chant Gopal Mantra, Kam Gayatri.
So, you should do like
this. So, all of you should be careful and stay awake and chant the mantras. Evening time, 6:30. There'll be Abhishek. You should all take Charanamrut. So there'll be a small discussion. So about Mahaprabhu, some devotees will be something will be described in the evening time about Mahaprabhu. So Rasananda Brahmachari. Where is Rasananda Brahmachari?
Are you still there? पुष्पांजलि टू चैतन्य
महाप्रभु
Why he didn't take some assistant?
Oh,
that's
not
good.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's not good.
Gurudev's brother offering him obeisances. Gurudev's brother in past ashrama. He just got Brahmin initiation apparently. Gurudev's brother, younger brother. He's now Gurudev's disciple. First of all, I offer obeisances to Srimad Bhakti Swarup Siddhanti Goswami Maharaj. For obeisances to him, for unlimited number of obeisances, Bhakti Swarup Siddhanti Maharaj. Then my Shiksha Guru Parpadma, Siddhanti Swami, Bhakti Vedanta, Narayan Goswami Maharaj, Lotus Feet. I offer my obeisances. All the assembled Siddhanti Sannyasis, Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, all their feet, I offer my appropriate obeisances. Srila Gurudev has ordered me. I should speak about the thoughts of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lochandas Thakur has written one song. Gauranga Mahaprabhu is the river of rasa, and this is like a cloud bank of nectar, and this cloud bank of nectar is showering nectar in the Gauda Desh. The nectarine shower is Raya Ramananda. Lochandas Thakur said that the nectar of rasa has given the example of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the ocean of rasa. He has actually inundated the whole land of Gauda Desh. He has actually inundated the entire land of Gauda by the nectaring shower of love of God. All entire world, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has inundated the whole world by the shower of nectar. So Gauranga has two associates, Nityananda and Advaita. And these are actually the branches of the tree of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. and then the branches and sub-branches and sub-sub-sub-branches are spreading all over the world. And these sub-branches went all over the world, and our Gurudev is also one of the sub-branches of the Gauranga Mahaprabhu's tree, and this sub-branch is bringing us to the land of Navadvip. What Advaita Acharya has done? Advaita Acharya has come with the sound of hood hood. There was nothing in the sky. Yesterday there was nothing in the sky. All of a sudden the clouds came in the sky and there was a rain. And the whole world was inundated by this rain. So by the sound of hood hood, so Advaita Acharya came to this earth in the form of rain. Advaita Acharya came to this world. He saw that how this world was actually devoid of Krishna consciousness. All the people of this world who were actually reciting Bhagavatam, they were quarreling with each other. But they don't understand the purports of the scripture. The purport of all scriptures is devotional service. The lotus feet of Sri Krishna is actually the essence of everything. Actually, there is only quarrel among the people. The people who have money, who have lots of money, who have lots of dollars, they are considered the best. Actually, in Navadvip, if people had money, excessive money, then they would arrange a marriage between the tomcat and she-cat, and dogs and beaches. So, Advaita Acharya is Sadashiv. He has created this entire universe. He is Mahavishnu. So, seeing that the whole world was indifferent to Krishna consciousness, Advaita Acharya actually... So it is the duty of Advaita Acharya to make sure that all the people in the world engage in devotional service of Lord Sri Krishna. So therefore sometimes he becomes very angry. If the people of this world don't want to do devotional service, I'll take Sudarshan Chakra in my hand and chop off the heads of all the people in the world. And the people who are not doing devotional service. So what is the use of this world? Advaita Acharya was thinking of annihilating the whole world. Advaita Acharya is Advaita. He is non-different from Bhagwan, but he is also Acharya. He has established the Yuganam, Harinam, Sankirtan all over the world. This is the Kali Yuga. This is not the ordinary Kali Yuga. In this Yuga, my Lord Sachinandan Gaurahari will come to this world. He will not give any ordinary prema. He will give the topmost prema. So he is going to give the object which has not bestowed for a long, 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 long time. So he is going to bestow that treasure of divine love of Godhead, and he is going to distribute it freely. So all the, you saw in the drama yesterday that how the blind, how the lame, deaf, dumb, and all types of sick people, all types of disabled people, physically challenged people, they were got prema. So what is the way that Bhagavan can be very pleased easily? So by studying all the scriptures, Sri Advaita Acharya got one shloka, Vanam Bhaktebhyo Bhaktavatsalaha. So from Gautami Tantra, Advaita Acharya found a shloka that if someone will worship Sri Shaligram Shila or Bhagwan's deity by one pot of water of Ganges and little leaf of Tulsi, then Bhagwan will offer his very own self to that person. So then he began to worry, how will I be? So Advaita Acharya came with the sound hood hood. So then he offered Mahaprabhu the one pot of Ganges water and tulsi leaf. So actually Sri Krishna, Sri Narayan, Sri Vishnu was lying in the ocean of milk on the bed of Anantashesh serpent, and Lakshmi was massaging his feet, and that Narayan, his bed began to shake, Nada. And then he appeared to this world as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inundated the whole world with the shower of nectar. Nityananda Prabhu is actually, what did Nityananda Prabhu do? Nityananda Prabhu is the shower of the rain. So the Nityananda is the streams of that river. So Nityananda cut a channel through this ocean of nectar of Mahaprabhu and distributed. He took these channels. There was water on one side, and the other side there was dryness, all dry land. What Nityananda Prabhu do? He removed the wall. He actually cut a channel into the wall of the dam and released the water. So other side there was only dry land, and other side there was actually the ocean of nectar. So Mahaprabhu, so Nityananda Prabhu, he cut open a channel so that the dry land can be inundated by the prema. And then when the dry land was inundated by the nectar of Krishna prema, then all the people were carried away in that flood of nectar of the holy name of Lord Krishna. So yesterday we are hearing, so you are seeing the drama that how Nityananda Prabhu is very merciful, how Nityananda Prabhu, those who are not doing bhajan and who are full of offenses, actually Jagai Madhai, actually that hit the wine pot over the head of Nityananda Prabhu. Oh, Nityananda Prabhu said, maybe they have hit the wine pot over my head, but no harm, I will still try to give them prema. Just say once, Amare Kiniyali Ho Bola Gaur Hari, just say once Gaur Hari Bol, and I will give you Krishna prema. So Mahaprabhu wanted to chop off the head of Jagai, especially Madhai, with the Sudarshan Chakra, but Mahaprabhu forgot his vow. Nityananda Prabhu reminded him, oh Lord, you have taken a vow that you will not kill any demons in this incarnation. So therefore, please forgive them and hand them over to me, and I will rectify them. Oh Lord, you have taken a vow. So they are not yet delivered. So they are already rectified now. So Lord, please save them. Don't chop off their heads. So Nityananda Prabhu actually cut a channel open in this particular river. And Rai Ramananda is what? What did Mahaprabhu bestow through the agency of Rai Ramananda? So Rai Ramananda Samvad, in any sampradaya, so actually no other sampradaya has the qualitative book like the conversation between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rai Ramananda quoted in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. What is rasa? What is nectar? What is mellow? What is love of Godhead? So none of these things are known, they are not known. And what are the gradations of prema? What are the different flavors of the prema? What are the different mellows like Shantaras, Dasaras, Vatsalaras, Sakhyaras, Madhuras? So why Dasya is superior to Shanta? Why Sakhya is superior to Dasya? Why Vatsalya is superior to Sakhya? And why Madhur is superior to Vatsalya? All these gradations, all these comparisons, all this is available by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rai Ramananda. So Rai Ramananda's biggest gift to the world is his conversation with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when there is a cloud in the sky, and when there is a lightning shines through that cloud, so Sanatana Goswami, he has actually given us the Shri Brihad Bhagavatamritam, which is an unprecedented, incomparable book actually about philosophy and Siddhanta. Everything is in Bhagavata. but actually you will not find the conclusions which Sanatana Goswami has found in Bhagavatam if we study on our own. So Srila Sanatana Goswami has explained very nicely the conclusions of Srimad Bhagavatam in his book of Srimad Bharat Bhagavatamrita. So if you want to submerge yourself in the waves of the Siddhanta, spiritual conclusions, conclusive truths, then you'll have to you'll have to fall at the feet of the persons who have surrendered themselves at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he has explained who's Jnani Bhakta, who's Shuddha Bhakta, who's Premi Bhakta, who's Prempar Bhakta, Prematur Bhakta. These are the five types of devotees have been classified by Srila Sanatana Goswami in Bharat Bhagavatamrita. And he has given the Bhakti Rasayan in the 7th chapter of the 2nd canto of Srimad Bharat Bhagavatamritam. So actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has bestowed the topmost treasure of the Vaishnava Siddhantas in Srimad Bharat Bhagavatamritam through the medium of Srila Sanatana Goswami. What has Rupa Goswami done? So what is our, we are Rupanuga Vaishnavas, we are the followers of Srila Rupa Goswami. We are not in an ordinary sampradaya, we are the followers of Srila Rupa Goswami, we are in the stream of Srila Rupa Goswami, we are in the succession of Srila Rupa Goswami, and then we are coming in the Vinoda Dhara, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's followers, and we are then followers of Saraswat. We are Saraswatas, we are the followers of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada. So there are so many Rasika Sampradayas in the world, but Srila Rupa Goswami's contribution is very unique. The other Rasik Vaishnavas, their Rasa reaches only up to the Sakhya, only the Sakhi stage, like the Sakhis of Srimati Radhika, but they cannot understand anything higher than Sakhi Bhav. So Srila Rupa Goswami has given, bestowed upon us the Tattad Ichamai Manjari Bhav or Swabhakti Shriya, the beauty of the mood of Srimati Radhika. Kila Sankochita Bhumika. So the Manjaris, they actually serve Radha Krishna without any fear, and they serve Radha Krishna where even the Prana Prashta Sakhis like Lalita and Vishakha cannot go. So very quickly, so those who are actually under the guidance of Rupa Goswami, they can very easily enter into the Nikunja Seva and they can obtain that divine service of Radha Krishna. So namaste natyam dasyayate me rasastu rasastu satyam. I offer obeisances from a distance to the position of the Sakhi of Radhika. I don't want to become like Radhika's Sakhi, but my mellow is always Dasi. So Srila Raghunath Das Goswami has said in Vilapa Kusumanjali, O Radhika, I want to be your maid servant. So we are in the sampradaya of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we are so merciful to us that he has given us birth in this sampradaya. We have accepted this sampradaya. So especially we have taken shelter of Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, who is the foremost Rupanuga Vaishnava today. So you see, there are so many other Gaudiya Mathas are there, but the topmost rasa you can hear only in our Gaudiya Matha. Our Gaudiya Matha actually bestows the highest rasa. So this is the speciality of Srila Gurudev. They has revealed the ultimate truth to us. So whatever our Goswamis have written in the books, they would never let you discuss in other Gaudiya Math. So unless you know the this truth, how can you actually progress in that direction? So we are actually taken shelter at the feet of Srila Gurudev. So we have come to the lotus feet of Srila Gurudev. We pray to the lotus feet of Sri Guru and Vaishnavas lifetime after lifetime. We will receive the association of pure devotees of Lord Sri Krishna. So this is the greed is the only qualification. You may have Sukriti for millions and millions of lifetimes, but you will not get Krishna Bhakti unless you have the intense greed. So Laulyamapi Mulyam Ekalam Janma Koti Sukriti Arna Labhyate. So very beautiful. Bhaktivedanta Dandi Maharaj, Dr. Dandi Maharaj.
Dr. Maharaj.
One of the most brilliant scientists, used to work for NASA, has about 20 degrees. He is a doctor of science from Washington University. Generally it takes 8 years to finish that degree, but he finished in 3.5 years. Has many patents in his name, but now fully surrendered to Krishna and preaching. Has opened a Gurukulam, first ever very beautiful Gurukulam for Gurudev in Bangalore. And engaged in scientific preaching.
He put an uttari around Rasananda's neck.
Uttariya.
Uttariya.
Nahi kabhi taro kamala hai taaja. They have put danda on Rasananda Prabhu. So he is looking like a sannyasi.
Look at Gurudev. Gurudev is laughing.
Gurudev is very happy to see that Rasananda Prabhu has taken a fake sannyas. First of all, offer of blessings to. Okay, this is English. English.
It's a great pleasure to be assembled here in Bhavadvi on the occasion of the appearance of Lord Gauranga. He was a very amazing avatar. It is not possible to take a soul of myself to even get the shadow of the glory of Lord Gauranga. Satyanarthana Gaurari ki
Jai!
Upalikrita Gaurava.
Upalikrita Bhai Baba Gaurava. Karthita Gaurava. Karthita Gaurava Padam Pranamami Sada. Prabhupada Padam.
Pranamami Sada Guru Vardhaka. So the Guru Vardha from the Vasriya Prasanda Prabhu was saying, this Sampradaya is very unique. What Gauranga Mahaprabhu has offered is truly unexpected success. You will not find anywhere else. So the Guru Varga very kindly has established
Maharaj.
Gauranga
Mahaprabhu.
The Gauranga Mahaprabhu in the heart of the
world. Wow, look good, look good.
And by that, this only we can understand the glory of our Lord and our Lord. Matra Vaskalya.
Maundarya
Kavakoti. Maundarya Kavakoti.
Maundarya
Matrakoti.
Matrakoti. Yeah, I know him from Ananda. He got initiated 2.5 years ago by Gurudev.
What is this
thing?
Orissa.
Orissa.
He
took initiation 2.5 years ago.
Yeah. How many years? 2.5 years. But he has samskaras, you know.
Vaishnava.
Orissa.
He came from where? ISKCON.
Orissa.
ISKCON?
I don't know, probably ISKCON.
He looks like the Muni Maharaj. He has Orissa
effect. How very
Everybody is looking at the sannyasis, not listening to it. Not all of us, but we have heard, and we are all of our mind.
So that is the glory of the Guru Vajra.
Oh,
the Guru, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Vedaratha, is the essence of the Veda, the Matya. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given the Asitya Veda Veda Tattva, the spirit of the Samanda Tattva. So the Samanda that Guru Vajra is manifesting is very, very effective. Without that tattva, without that samadha jnana, we couldn't do anything. That is the foundation. That is the gateway to the tattva. So we are grateful to the Guru Vajra.
नारक गौर जनम जनकादिक वत्सल वत्सल गौर पदम प्रणमामि
Of course, we cannot comprehend the what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given to all of us. Whatever the creator has given to us through the Sadhguru Swami, now the following acharyas, including the Gaudiya Vajra, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Jaiva Dharma, so many greatest gifts, all the manifestation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he is continuing to do that, too, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not stopped being conscious. He is continuing to do so, and he is continuing to present among them in the new day. You can see by unflinching strength and energy, asking all of us to dedicate to further the cause, become instrument as an extension to carry on this movement. I beg Srila Gurudev to pick up some of his mercy.
Srimad Bhaktivedanta Govinda Maharaj. Bhaktivedanta Govinda Maharaj.
Very good, very good. Best, best.
Bhaktivedanta Govinda Maharaj,
management.
The president of Calcutta Temple, used to be the personal servant of Pujyapad Bhaktivedanta Vaman Maharaj, Nitilla Pravishta. Srila Bhaktivedanta Vaman Maharaj, and he has translated many books into Bengali language. And don't be afraid. Gurudev is instructing Govinda Maharaj, don't be afraid when you speak. But we know that Govinda Maharaj is never afraid of anything. Very fearless. Bhakti Vedanta Govinda Maharaj. First of all, offer obeisances with La Pravishta. At Lotus Pita Bhakti and the Baman Goswami Maharaj, offer my obeisances. Thereafter, my Shiksha Guru Pad Padma, Jagat Guru, Om Vishnu Pad, Parivrajak Acharya Varya, Bhakti Vedanta, Narayan Goswami Maharaj, Yuga Acharya, offering obeisances. Ananta Kotik Swashtanga Dandarpana, unlimited number of obeisances. Then all the respectable sannyasis, all the mothers, offer my respectful obeisances. So today is the very auspicious appearance day of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So under the guidance of Sri Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, Vedanta Samiti Trust, same thing, no difference, Abhinna. So, so under the guidance of Srila Gurudev, so while doing Dham Parikrama, we have obtained a great fortune to do Parikrama under the guidance of Srila Gurudev. At the time of Mahaprabhu's appearance, there is to be lunar eclipse. So similarly, also there is lunar eclipse today. So Srila Gurudev already explained. So today is also very auspicious. Srila Mahaprabhu wanted to give one object to the world. He wanted to give the Anarpita Charim Chirat, Karunaya. So Mahaprabhu wanted to give this Swabhakti Shriya. So actually this was never bestowed in this world any time. So he gave us the highest object. So this is the Dhanya Kali Yuga. So many Kali Yugas are gone. This is the Kali Yuga we are in. This is the most auspicious Kali Yuga. Which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared in this Kali Yuga. So in order to deliver the conditioned souls like us, so previous Acharyas, Srila Saraswati Prabhupada, so all the previous Acharyas restore the topmost prabha to all the residents of the world. So we are very fortunate that we are taken shelter under the guidance of these Acharyas. So now all over the world, all over India, is Harinam and Mahaprabhu's words are being spread. So through many books and many periodicals, newspapers, this Mahaprabhu's news is going everywhere. So people from all over India have come here. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur had a forecast. So people from all over the world would come to Mayapur singing Jai Sachinandan, Jai Sachinandan. So today's the words of the Acharyas are coming true. I pray at the feet of Mahaprabhu, at the feet of Gurudev, that under his guidance I will be able to preach Mahaprabhu's words all over the world. So and in my speech here, Echa Patidanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo. Dina Bandhu Jagatpate. Dina Bandhu Prabhu from Australia. So, translation.
Gurudev just asked me, he said, why didn't you come to ask me? I wanted to give you love. When he came and I said, I should chastise you. He said, for not asking, yeah, I wanted to give you, why you didn't come? I said, 1 year. I said, 1 year in Govardhan you should take.
Yeah, Govardhan.
He told me something very encouraging. He said, what I want you have.
Really?
So encouraging. Oh, oh so my God.
Really? Really? Yes, obviously. Very qualified.
So you can preach more than so many.
Huh?
So you can preach more than so many. What I want, you have.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yes. So no, it's
really. I
feel very humbled
and inadequate before all the great Vaishnavas. Sitting in front of me, tens of thousands of wonderful Vaishnavas dedicated their lives to serving Sri Guru. And in the coming of the day, so many amazing effulgent moons of bhakti shining and glowing their effulgence throughout this Navagriha Dhamma. I was thinking, why is Gurudev asked such an insignificant soul like me to speak something? We have this gigantic elephant of bhakti, this Gaudiya-Vedanta elephant that is smashing its way through the material jungle, crushing gigantic banyan trees. And all of you and all of these great Vaishnavas are the hairs on the gigantic elephant. And Srila Gurudev is the driver of that elephant. And his dunder is the goad, pulling us and directing us in so many different directions. And here I am, one flea on the back of that elephant, so tiny and significant, always biting and causing trouble to our Sri Gurudev and to all the other. So, on this auspicious day,
you okay?
Sri Gurudev. I'm looking out among so many incredible Vaishnavas. Our Vaishnavas from Russia, from Australia, from America, England, Bengal, from China, Brazil, so many places. Costa Rica. Bolivia, it goes on and on and on. And I had the incredible good fortune to travel down to Puri last year with some of my Russian co-brothers. Such a sweet parikram we had, and again we're doing it again this year, and it should be an amazing thing. But I'd like to say something very short. My beloved Guru Maharaj, Srila Gaudiya-Vedanta Swami, he used to say that Krishna appeared in the Ashtami. He appeared on the dark side. Krishna, which is dark, black. So he appeared on the dark forepoint of the moon. And Srimati Radhika, she also appears on Ashtami. That half is the golden Ashtami, the light side of the moon. So he used to describe how when the dark side of the moon and the light side of the moon join together, it makes one full moon. That full moon is the amazing avatar Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaura Hari, who is shining brightly and bringing most munificent Hari Bhakti into our hearts.
Where's Jayanta?
Today is the eclipse day, where that brilliant moon in the sky is covered over. It disappears. But by the mercy of all Sadhu Vaishnavas, especially our Srila Gurudev, that can't happen. That eclipse can't occur. Because there is one beautiful moon sitting here, glowing effulgently, shining its light across all of you. And there are so many brilliant moons here, and all out in the audience, who are
glowing brightly amongst the brother Jesus of this world. So there's no question on this day that there can be lunar eclipse. Because these lights are shining so brightly and so wonderfully. We saw how in Parakram over 10,000 Vaishnavas inundating this Navadvipa Dham with such incredible sweetness. So many of our brothers and sisters sannyasis and brahmacharis gliding down these golden roads of Navadvipa Dham, spreading their effulgence and going to those wonderful transcendental places where we can remember the sweet pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and all of his intimate associates. So sweet and so wonderful is this Navadvipa Dham, and so sweet and wonderful are the occupants, all of our Bhagavadana.
Yes, keep it simple.
So sweet, so kind and so humble. It used to be that we used to go on Parakram separately. The Bengalis there, and the Westerners would take buses and go out to the places, come back and have some nice prasad. It's so sweet in this sangha that we walk side by side with our Bengali godbrothers and sisters and learn so much from them about their humility, about their strength, about their determination, about their dedication to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And by learning so much from them, we can only hope that some of their association, some of their intensity, some of their bhakti will rub off on us. And it appears to me that this sangha is becoming stronger and stronger and stronger. It's so amazing. This is a special year for me. This is my 10th anniversary of coming into the association of Srila Gurudev. And I've seen so much amazing Harikatha, heard so much amazing Harikatha, and seen so many wonderful Vaishnavas come to Srila Gurudev, surrender to him. People I've known for many years in ISKCON and other places, and trying to take shelter of the real Sadhguru Vaishnava, the real fulgent moon, a real direct representation of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu in this world. An intimate tarika of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. And I hope that by the preaching and the determination and the strength that we can give each other, that we can continue to progress and multiply this sangha by tens of thousands of tens of millions of yonas. And we won't become a group of 10,000 people. We have to take up the entire... We were on the football over the other day, and I was adding up how many people were there. And I worked it out mathematically, there was around about 8,000 people covering, sitting down, covering the football over. So just consider, as the future goes on, our serving will be so big, this holy bhakti will be so important, that when we have another big dumb program and we sit down for Harikatha, we will cover the entire length and breadth of Sri Navadvipa Dham. Jai, Sri Gaur Pranin Ki Jai, Sri Gurudev Ki Jai, Vasa Prabhupada, Sri Prasadavaya, Prasadam, Prasadavaya, Vasa Prabhupada.
Now, Bhaktivedanta Vibhi Maharaj, we stream 10 minutes.
Giri Maharaj Ki!
Always keep your danda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Om Agyanati Nandasya Vyananjana Shakya Chakshur Vaikamena Tasmai Shri Guru Maha.
Now you have to be
careful. Guru Vachandraya Adivaya Kralaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tathaktaya Namo Maha. Vanchakatakadubhyasya Krikasindhyukya Evacha Patikanam Kavanyo Vaishnavadyo Namo.
Already chest is Maharaj. Now we have to tolerate his chastisement because now Maharaj.
Just chastising
draws out of the line. Now he is worshipable for the whole world. Now he is worshipable. Now I
am. I pay my Narayana, my Guru, and also I say my Vandavas to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, and I sprinkle some mess in my head so I can speak some Harikatha. So Guru, we are here because we have some goal, and what is our goal is to serve Radha and Krishna. But Radha and Krishna are very far away. Therefore, we cannot approach them directly. We have to approach them through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So first we have to come to Navadvipdham and attain His mercy. Only then Radha Krishna will manifest to us. However, even Mahaprabhu is very far away from us for our level of consciousness. So therefore, first of all, we have to come to the Lord's feet of Sri Guru, Sri Guruji. Only through Him can we attain the mercy of Nityananda, mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and then Sadhguru and Krishna. Therefore, Guru Nishtha is the backbone of bhakti. Without Guru Nishtha, we cannot advance very far in our bhakti. This is the key to bhakti. So there is one shloka. Vidaya madhyam slavam sudhuram slavam supratam guru karnadaram mayam rukuryena vasvaderitam umam babaddin nataret satmaha. There you will know this, which can award all the benefits, is automatically awarded by the laws of nature. But it is very, very rarely attained. This body is like a perfectly constructed boat. And Gurudev, Sri Guru, is the captain. Sadhu Sangha is the sail. And the instructions of Krishna in form of Harikatha and Shastra are the favorable wind that impel this boat towards spiritual perfection. So, therefore, considering all these advantages, a human being who does not utilize this human life to cross this ocean